Have you ever stood on the brink of a mistake that was so vast, it literally felt like you're staring into the abyss, and that abyss was threatening to swallow up every single bit of your heart and success? Now, what if I told you that within that error lies the seed of your greatest victory? Well, hold on, don't go anywhere, because we're going to be unraveling how the missteps that you dread might just pave the path to your resilience and your rebirth. Stay tuned, because today we're turning tales of terror into triumphs of tenacity.
Hey there, audacious parents. Welcome to the Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast, where we're not just about surviving, we're about thriving. If you're tuning in, you're not looking for just another feel-good, pat-on-the-back kind of show. No. You're here because you're ready to disrupt the status quo. You're ready because you're here to challenge your limits and to step out of the comfort zone where we know growth never happens. This is not just your average let's all be happy with our 9-to-5 lives kind of podcast. We're here to give you actionable strategies. We're here to dive deep into the world of side hustles, digital marketing, and smart income boosting tactics. Why, you may ask? Because we're designed for parents like you, parents juggling family expenses, childcare, and the elusive me time. We're not just about making money, though. We're about designing a life that you dictate, not one that's been prepackaged in a soul-sucking 9-to-5 box. So, if you're ready to break free and design a life that aligns with your dreams, design a life that aligns with your family, you're in the right place. The Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast.
What is up? What is up? What the hell is up, my Dark Horse friends and family? And greetings, my trailblazers and game changers. Welcome back to another episode of the Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast. I am Tracy Brinkman, your humble guide on this journey from the shadows into the spotlight, where every dark horse, where every underdog has their day, and every setback is just a setup for a comeback. Now, before we start, I know I shared with you a couple of episodes ago that my wife and I have bought a farm, and give you a little update of what's going on. We are less than 30 days away, and as you can see behind me, my podcast studio / KISS memorabilia room is becoming less and less. I have started packing up here. We got a number of boxes already. The drums are packed away. The house is probably half packed, you might say. And the adventure is about to begin. Like I said, I'm going to keep updating you guys, keep you abreast of what's going on, because I'm going to keep doing all these things, all these crazy amounts of things I've been doing, and going to start a farm. It's going to be a great adventure. I guess you could call it proof in the pudding that you can have everything. You can have your cake and eat it too. You can have your farm and eat. Okay, I won't try. Okay, so let's move on with today's adventure. And today's adventure, I don't want to just skim the surface. I want us to be plunging straight into the depths where fear and failure lurk, right? Where only the shadow knows. But here's the other thing. It's in these depths where we are going to discover those luminous pearls of wisdom, even whiskered wisdom. And why can we find those? Because those are the places that only the bravest dare to go to uncover these bits of wisdom. So who among us, yourself included, hasn't faced a moment so daunting that it tempts us to retreat into those sands of oblivion, to stick our head in the sand like the proverbial ostrich, hoping that the tides of time will erase the tracks that we have ever had made a mistake? Go ahead, raise your hand. Mine is up right now. For those of you listening, for those of you watching in the video, you can see it. I've done it. Here's the thing. Here on the Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast, we don't run from those waves. We ride them. Yeah, surfer back in the days. So today we're charting a course through the turbulent seas of entrepreneurial errors. We're going to be navigating past the wreckage of what ifs and the wreckage of if onlys. And the reason we're going to be doing this is because we want to unearth the treasures of tenacity, transformation, and ultimately triumph. So brace yourself, my friends, for an expedition to the heart of your greatest fears, of my greatest fears, as we turn the tide on mistakes, molding them into milestones of tomorrow. Are you ready, my swashbuckling surfer of success? Yeah? Okay, me too. I can feel your head nodding out there. So let's dive into the gravity of goofs, epic entrepreneurial errors, when giants stumble, names and acronyms, please proceed with caution on this one, and of course, the ever-loved Whiskered Wisdom. Here, we're going to take a deep dive into the world of side hustle mistakes, starting with Gravity of Goofs. Now, these aren't just your everyday oopsies, I'm sorry. We're talking about mistakes that are so heart-dropping, wish I could vanish into the ethers of the air, crawl underneath the covers and never be seen again kind of blunders. Yeah, these are the ones that make you ponder, what on earth was I thinking? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? You're picturing one of those that you've made. I get it. I've been there. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to picture this. It's another day in your side hustle journey. You're juggling tasks from marketing to managing emails to shuffling the kids around. And somewhere amidst all of the chaos, it happens. That slip up. Maybe it's sending an email blast with the wrong link included. Or worse yet, no link included. Or perhaps it's a social media post that, maybe just didn't sit quite right with your audience. It feels like you tripped on stage right in front of an audience of thousands of people, doesn't it? Yeah, right? You just kind of fell, whoosh, arms out, face down in the ground, skeet, all across, mic gets knocked over with reverb. You feel me? Okay. Here, my friends, is a little secret I want to let you in on. Not all goofs, not all fumbles, stumbles, and faceplants are the same. They're not all equal. Some are like stubbing your toe in the dark. Ah, yeah, sure, it hurts, but you can walk it off. Others, they feel like you've just taken a nosedive straight off a cliff. These are the ones that keep you up at night. These are the ones that keep replaying over and over and over in your head. You know the one? Yeah, that one you're thinking about right there, that's the one I'm talking about. But let's start with the basics.
The Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast.
One all too common side hustle mistake I see so many newer side hustlers, newer entrepreneurs making, it's diving headfirst in without a plan. You feel me? I know. Hold on. Bear with me for a second. Imagine, if you will, setting sail without a map or a compass. Heck, setting sail without a map, compass, or experience. Look, you might get out on the open water. You might catch a few breezes, and soon you'll find yourself adrift in the vast ocean that is entrepreneurship. Here's the thing. This thing doesn't need to be crazy. You can craft a simple yet solid plan that will be and can be your North Star, guiding you through the eventual stormy waters and the weather that's going to come up, and all the while keeping you on course. You don't need this massive tome of a plan, but you need something. Even if you grab a sheet of paper or your journal, heck, toilet paper, I don't care what you write on, and just scribble out a few things. I want to do this, and I think I need to do that, I need to do this. We've talked about plans in detail in the past. Please go check out a couple of those previous episodes, especially the ones about goal setting, right? Now, there's another pitfall I want to talk about, and that's the pitfall of spreading yourself too thin. It's really super tempting, especially in the beginning, to say yes to everything that comes your way. Here's the thing, my friends. I don't care who you are. You could be Batman. Even superheroes need a break. Taking too much too soon can really lead to burnout faster than anything else. Heck, it'll lead to burnout faster than you can say, where's my side hustle? Yeah. So the key here is learning to prioritize and set some boundaries. It's not just smart to do that. It's really essential to your journey, as well as your sanity, right? Yeah. Okay. Now let's chat about a biggie here. The elephant in a room, if you will. Fear of failure. Yeah, it's like this ominous shadow lurking and just kind of, right over your shoulder. And it's behind every single decision that you have to make, and it's whispering, what if you mess up? Here's the thing I want you to remember. Every successful entrepreneur has faced their fair share of setbacks. It's not the stumble, it's not the bumble, it's not the faceplant that defines you. It's how you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and move on. Embracing failure, my friends, is a stepping stone, not a stop sign. I'm going to say that again. Embracing failure is a stepping stone, not a stop sign. It can transform your side hustle from a series of mishaps into this mosaic of growth and learning. Think about that one. A little whisker there, wisdom for you early there. And hey, in the spirit of learning, let's not forget about the importance of adapting. We talked about zigging when everyone else is zagging, right? The world is always changing, especially with the advent of AI, right? Things are changing at crazy speeds. So should you. So should your side hustle. Sticking too rigidly to that plan I just told you to pencil out can leave you lagging behind. So there's that balance, right? I want you to be detailed enough, but not super rigid to it. Stay curious, stay flexible, and be ready to pivot, to zig when the winds change direction. It's not about just surviving, it's about thriving. Okay, now let's circle back to our gravity of goofs that we started this a bit ago. It's natural to feel the weight of any mistake you make. I get it. But here's what I want you to take away from this piece I'm talking about here. In the realm of missteps, there are toe stubs. Ow! And then there are off-the-cliff nosedives. Completely different. Learning to differentiate between the two can not only save your sanity, but it can also carve out a path of resilience to your success in your side hustle journey. You feel me? So next time that you find yourself face-palming at some blunder, at some foible that you did, take a moment, breathe, and reflect, and remember it's all part of the grand adventure known as entrepreneurship, known as your side hustle. After all, don't we all find captivating stories to be the ones that have all those twists and turns and stumbles and bumbles and falls and face plants? Otherwise, they're just kind of boring. Oh, he did it and it worked. You feel me? Okay, we gotta have a little drama. It's gonna happen, okay? Let's chat about some of these epic entrepreneurial errors by diving into a couple of tales, two tales of monumental side hustle mistakes that I think might leave you a little wide-eyed. Some of you may have heard of them, others you probably haven't. But here's the thing. These two tales, these two little stories I'm going to share with you, they're not just tiny hiccups. These are the kind of epic blunders that entrepreneurs everywhere go, what? Right? They do that double take. Did that just happen? The first one, right? Now I'm going to keep these brief, but I have to share them with you to help drive home the point. Let's call this one the domain name debacle. All right? Let's imagine this. You are all set for the grand opening. Your plans all laid out. Remember, you scribbled those plans and everything's rocking. The team is hyped up and you're ready to go and bam, you hit a wall. And this is not just any wall that you just smashed into. This is one built by an ex-employee that has a little bit of a sense of humor that's twisted enough to leave you flabbergasted. Well, friends, this isn't fiction. A company that I read about geared up for a rebranding. They found their dreams hijacked by a soon-to-be ex-staffer who snagged the perfect domain name before making his exit out the door. Here's the kicker. What do you mean, Tracy? Does it get worse? Yeah, here's the kicker. The domain, after it was bought, didn't showcase the bright brand new brand. No. Instead, it flaunted a dancing GIF taunting the company with a cheeky little, I got your domain, I got your domain. Yeah. Talk about a costly joke. Yeah. So the scramble to claim that domain must in itself be a saga that I want you to remember. The lesson I want you to learn here is before you announce anything to anyone about your side hustle, about your new product, about anything, buy up all your relevant domains. Because the minute you could be in some amazing mastermind, someone's going to hear your idea and go, well, that's a great idea. Let me go grab that domain name. And you are left holding nothing. Scrambling to change all your branding. You feel me? Okay.
The Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast.
Now, let's talk about rebranding fiascos here while we're on the topic. Here's one, a name you probably know, HBO, right? This is a curious case of rebranding totally gone awry. Stupid, crazy. I don't get it. Whatever. HBO Max. Okay, now they decided to cut it down to just Max. Here's the question. Max what? Yeah, Is it a fitness regimen? Is it a snack bar? Is it a condom size? I don't know. Nothing like potentially sounding like a porn channel, right? Yeah, probably not what they intended. It certainly lost that premium ring of HBO Max. Yeah. And it, on the other side of that, it left a lot of folks feeling more puzzled than impressed. And here's one, there, this one I just remembered, for my British listeners out there over across the pond, as they say, who can forget the iconic National Express? Now, their name was synonymous with reliable coach travel all across the UK. Well, they decided to change their name to Mobico, maybe because it had a better ring to it. I don't know. Here's the question. What the hell is a Mobico? Is it a phone service? Is it an old company? Is it a moving company? The result? Well, the result was actually far more head-scratching than there was ticket buying. Yeah, it was like they took their decades worth of brand recognition and just threw it right on out the window, along with a boatload of money. Okay, you feel me? And ladies and gentlemen, do not even get me started on Facebook changing their name to Meta. I'm not even going to talk about that one. Moving on. Here's the thing I want you to remember. A good name sticks. A great name soars. But if you change it without cause, you might just find yourself and your business nosediving straight down into obscurity. All right? And here's the thing, my friends. These tales, I don't want them to just be cautionary. I want them to be more of a testament to the power of a name and the weight that it carries. Your brand name is more than just a damn label. It's the heart of your identity. It's the beacon for your audience. Hell, it's the bat signal to your prospect saying, here I am, come save me. All right, tinker with it without due thought. You might find yourself grappling with more than just a branding challenge. You feel me? Okay, now let's take these stories not as mere anecdotes, my friends, all right? They are powerful lessons. And in the world of side hustles and entrepreneurial endeavors, your name is your flag. Fly it high, fly it proud, but make sure it's a banner your audience can 100% rally behind, okay? And here's the reason why. This is, we're gonna get into our next little bit right here. Even the giants can stumble. And you know, you've probably heard a couple of the stories. I'm gonna pick a couple of them up right here. How about Blockbuster? Yeah, picture Blockbuster back in its heyday. It was a titan of movie rentals. A weekend staple for families across the United States. I was one of them. From my late teens into when my girls were young, it was like every weekend we were down there on Friday night, grabbing some movies, maybe again on Saturday, video games as well. At the peak of its powers, Blockbuster had the opportunity to acquire a fledgling company called Netflix, and they had the opportunity to buy them for a mere $50 million. What was their response? Streaming? Pfft, ha! It's a fad. That's what they thought. Fast forward, and Netflix is now a streaming colossus. Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Blockbuster is a nostalgic memory with only one store left standing. And that as a testament as to what could have been. See, I don't want you to think this tale is all about missing out on a deal. Mm-mm. It's really a stark reminder on how the fear of innovation and the fear of change can lead to even a giant's downfall. It shows that no matter how big you are, ignoring the currents of change can leave you stranded in the past. Now, let's turn our ever-watchful gaze to Sears. Once upon a time, a cornerstone of American retail. Heck, you could picture any mall out there, and Sears was one of the anchor stores. It was a pioneer in its mail order catalogs that revolutionized shopping across the early, what, 50s, 60s, 70s? What kid that was a boomer or just behind the boomers doesn't remember waiting for the Sears Christmas catalog? Oh man, that big 3-inch thick book of pages, you flip through it and flip through it. How many times? 3, 5, 7, 12 dog-earing pages, marking with markers. Yeah, Sears made a pivotal decision in the 90s to axe their catalog business just as the digital age was dawning. Now, this one was all about timing. Enter, stage left, Amazon. a company that essentially took the Sears catalog model and supercharged it with the internet, becoming the juggernaut that we know today. Sears story? Yeah, another cautionary tale about underestimating the digital shift, illustrating how legacy businesses can 100% crumble by clinging to that old status quo. Yeah, it highlights the importance of adaptation and the peril of resting on your butt, or some folks say resting on your laurels, in a rapidly evolving marketplace. I was the planning director for a couple of different companies who focused on catalogs back in the 90s and early 2000s, who clung on to that way too much and a little too long and lost some pretty significant business as a result. Now,
the Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast.
Here's what I want you to remember. In the theater of business, my friends, innovation, that is going to be your marquee act. And foresight will be your director. If you miss a cue and the spotlight moves on, it's going to leave you sitting alone in the dark, perhaps with one lone member in the audience with you, trying to urge you on. Okay, let's move on to acronyms, right? Navigating the world of branding. Let's just say it's kind of like walking through a minefield blindfolded. And I want to talk about names and acronyms. And here's what I want to say. I want you to proceed with caution in this blindfolded minefield, because it's not just about picking a name that sounds cool. It's not just about picking a name that sounds edgy, right? Or just kind of, ooh, gives you that nice, wonderful feeling. It's about foreseeing every possible interpretation of that name, ensuring it aligns with your values and doesn't accidentally become the butt of a joke or an ongoing meme. Let me give you an example here. Susan Boyle, I never listened to Susan Boyle's music, but Susan Boyle was about to have an album launch, and her album launch hashtag was hashtag Susan Album Party. Sounds innocent enough, but for those of you that are really good at letters, let me walk you through this. First, this hashtag Susan Album Party, innocent enough, it was intended to celebrate her new album. And fortunately, if you moved where the spaces were gonna be, it read more like Sue's Anal Bum Party. What? Yeah. To the amusement, and perhaps even the bumusement of the internet, that's what they saw. An innocent oversight? Of course it was. Who in her record company was going to say, that's what I want to do? But in this digital age, such a blunder can spread, and did, like wildfire, turning what should have been a promotional triumph into a cautionary tale or a completely cheek-reddening moment. Okay, now let's turn our gaze to the world of politics, where acronyms can either bolster a campaign or lead to embarrassing backtracks. We've seen them all, right? We've seen MAGA this and, you know, DIP. We know all the acronyms for all the different things out there. But here's what I want you to consider. Consider the Canadian Reform Alliance Party. Think about that, my spelling friends. The Canadian Reform Alliance Party, whose acronym, CRAP. Yeah, that acronym provides endless fodder for not only comedians, but for their detractors alike. Or, here's another one, unintentional humor of a political slogan boasting the initials of a presidential running mate, TP. It was quickly associated more with toilet paper than someone's political prowess. Yeah, so you gotta go into these things thinking past just what you think is the obvious, because these instances, they underscore the importance of scrutinizing not just what your name says, but also what it implies. In a world where first impressions can last a lifetime, because they're out there on the internet forever, ensuring that your brand's name or acronym doesn't become some meme unintentionally. It's kind of critical, all right? Okay, so here's what I want you to remember. In the intricate dance of branding, every letter counts. One single oversight might leave you not with a badge of honor, but instead a scarlet letter. Yeah, let that one sink in. As you're letting that one sink in, I want to just kind of transition right over to my favorite section, the Whiskered Wisdom. Have you ever been so excited about what's coming next that you can't wait to tell the world about it? My hand is up, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who can't see because you're listening on the podcast. For my video viewing friends, my hand is up because I'm one of those guys. Oh, something's, I got this great idea. I've got to tell you about it. It's like standing on the edge of a breakthrough and you're ready to shout your upcoming innovations from the rooftops. But here's a bit of Whiskered Wisdom for you. I want you to tread carefully on the path of promises, especially when it involves your next big thing, whatever it might be. I want you to imagine you've got a product that your customers already love. It's already doing well. And of course, being the innovative entrepreneur that you are already working on an even better version. You're tempted to announce this new improved version in the hopes of building excitement. But hold that thought. Announcing too early might just put the pause on your current success. Why, you might ask? Well, I'm happy to tell you. Because your customers might decide, well, wait a minute, maybe I should just go ahead and wait for the new version. And that, my friends, is gonna cause your present sales to dip. And then there's the possible delay of the new release. Well, now you've got a double whammy because you have stalled the sales and you've disappointed customers. Yeah. So here's a golden nugget. Keep your cards close. Ensure your loyal customers know they're valued by offering them perhaps a sneak peek, an exclusive sneak peek, or even a special deal on the upcoming version. This way, you keep the current sales engine humming along while you build anticipation for what's next. Here's one. I just thought about this. This is not even in my notes. What you could do is those current customers that you love so much, your loyal customers, go to them and say, what is it is missing? I know you love the product. You've told me that. What else would you like to see it do? How could it do it better? You tell me the innovations I need to make. Now, as they give you that feedback and you start putting those innovations into place, they're already bought in. They're now a part of the process and they're going to sing for you. They're going to be up on the rooftop singing from their rooftops versus yours. See, here's the thing. In the dance of innovation, I want you to let every step forward be met with grace, not haste. Embrace the pace of progress, but ensure that each reveal is as rewarding for your customers as it is for your vision and your bottom line. You could say that you don't want to let tomorrow's promise pause today's potential. Keep the momentum going and let the evolution be a journey, not a jump, and especially not a nosedive, okay? Now, all right, we're gonna start wrapping up here, and as we draw the curtain on today's journey through the landscape of entrepreneurial slip-ups and side hustle mistakes, let's circle back to the powerful truth that we've kind of alluded to here. Every stumble, every bumble, every face plant, and every face palm moment is not the universe telling us to stop, no. Instead, I think it's a nudge, a whisper in the chaos, urging us to stand up, step up, learn, and move forward with even greater resolve. Now, today, we've navigated through the tales of digital domains turned into punchlines, rebranding misadventures that made us question what's in a name, right? And the behemoths of business who have missed the boat on innovation, only to watch it sail away on the horizon of progress. And let's not forget those acronyms we talked about that had us either chuckling or maybe even cringing. Every story, every error wasn't just a mishap. It was a masterclass in resilience. I want it to be a lesson for you in the art of the pivot, of the zig, of the zag. And what may be next, you ask? Where do we go from here armed with this knowledge of what not to do? Well, I think this is where the real adventure begins. If these tales of trials turned triumph sparked a fire in you, and if you found yourself kind of nodding along thinking, yeah, I've been there, well, then it's time to dive a little bit deeper. It's time to transform your oops moments into aha revelations, I want to invite you to explore the Side Hustler's Blueprint. This is a treasure trove designed for you, the intrepid entrepreneur, ready to chart a course through the tumultuous seas of side hustling. Whew, say that three times fast. Together, we're going to navigate past the pitfalls, we're going to sidestep the slip-ups, and we're going to sail towards success with the wind of wisdom in our sails. All you need to do is text the word blueprint to 484-514-5323. That's it, right? No emails, no signing up, no this, no 87 links. Text the word blueprint to 484-514-5323, and you'll get instant access to this private audio series. Yeah, you're already an audio listener. Go check it out. And for those of you that might be a little busy right now and got to come back and do it later, there will be the link down in the show notes, the instructions down in the show notes to tell you to do this. So go out there and do it now. So on top of that, if today's episode maybe struck a little chord, a little resonated inside you, if it felt like a mirror reflecting your own entrepreneurial journey, then don't let the momentum stop here. Visit our website. Join our community, darkhorseschooling.com/tribe, and let's turn the lessons into stepping stones. Because, my friends, if there's anything I know, that in the grand tapestry of entrepreneurship, every mistake that we make is but a thread weaving together towards the story of your success. Until next time, keep hustling, keep learning, and remember, in the world of side hustles, every error is an invitation to excel. Let's turn our oops into opportunities. Heck, let's put the oops in opportunities together. Think successfully and take action.
Hey, my Dark Horse entrepreneur parents. Thanks for tuning in. If this episode struck a chord, share it with a fellow parent hustler. Let's grow our tribe that thrives, not just survives. For more insights and a community that totally gets it, join our Facebook group at www.darkhorseschooling.com/tribe. Think successfully and take action.